Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hankins, who is chasing the ball. Aspromonte reaches third base with a triple. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Aspromonte scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive towards first. Francona reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Causey reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson strikes out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-2 in the game. Essigian hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Aspromonte bunts towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Perry moves to second. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Francona is walked intentionally. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 3 in the game. Essigian is called out on strikes. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Leo Posada pinch hits for Jay Hankins. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Sullivan moves to third. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada takes first base on ball 4. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. McDermott reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. There goes Posada trying to get to home. Essigian throws the ball into Phillips, who relays the ball to Romano, who tags Posada, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Shaw pinch runs for Mickey McDermott. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 3 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shaw scores. Causey moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Bob Allen now pitching. Dick Houser pinch hits for Jim Rivera. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Causey moves to third. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Causey scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing third base. Dick Houser now playing shortstop. Joe Pignatano now catching. Haywood Sullivan now playing first base. Leo Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dillard moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillard moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Francona is walked intentionally. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.